You're always later in your story than you think.
If you're hearing our voices, it means it's time for It's This Meets That, the podcast where we watch the worst movies from trailer to end credits, scene by scene. So you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared.
Yeah.
Oh, been saying I'm halfway done for years.
I think I actually am halfway done.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Statistically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oof, yikes. Okay. Well, all right, let's move on from that. Just be yourself.
Don't be a statistic. Yeah.
Morals of the stories that we tell her. I'm sad too. Okay. Let's be unsad by getting into part two of Desperados 2020 movie, rom-com, yeah. Netflix.
You said it.
Yeah. So where did we leave off? We left off where our heroes have been kicked off of the campus, off the resort grounds. Do not come back. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. If you come back, you will go right to jail.
Yeah.
In Mexico, which is where you do not want to be, from what I get.
Vaya con Dios.
According to all the movies I've ever seen, don't end up in a Mexico jail.
Yeah. It's in a surprising amount of movies, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Notorious.
Don't be an idiot. Don't go to jail.
Yeah. Should we just get back into it then?
Yeah, so we're at a new hotel. The gang's been kicked out, and we're at a new hotel. Scene from the trailer,
big yikes.
Yeah. And scene from the trailer, it doesn't seem like it's the hoppin'est place.
Well, it's pretty hoppin', but not in a good way.
That's a good point.
Full of old dudes, like, playing dominoes and stuff. Not what you want.
Yeah. So they get into the hotel room, and it's three of them to one single room, and she's still pushing on with this thing. She can't let the mission go. She's Ethan Hunt right now. She's like, the mission is to save the planet. I need to go get this email. I need to, here's what we can do. And they're like, hey, we're done here. Yeah, we still have the key. But they're like, yeah, we're done here. We can't be doing this. And then I get like a little tickle fight thing going on. She gets the key from him. And then she's like, I'll remember this when it comes to ordering bridesmaids' dresses. I'll make sure they're shitty and expensive. And they're both like, oh. And
jokes on you, I look good in anything.
Yeah.
Not this one.
So then she goes off on her own. So she leaves the two friends, and she's off on her own with the master key to get into Langley and get this email.
The old resort. So you get a little alert from security at the resort. You know, keep your eyes peeled for the Nino molester. Which I was like, the rest of the sentence, you only swap Nino. Interesting. Probably for our benefit.
Yeah.
We do like a quick cut back to the sketchy hotel where the friends are scared. And they're like, maybe we should have gone with her. I don't know. Things are looking like they're probably going to be pretty grim.
Yeah.
Cut back to the resort. She's climbing over the wall under the electric fence and only gets mildly injured. Not bad.
Well, the first time she gets zapped back, right? She does it twice. Yeah. Just shot from the trailer. She gets zapped back, right? And then she goes for it again. We're kind of good at going back and forth. So then we cut back to the friends. They're packing. And then all of a sudden they hear a chainsaw. And they're like, was that a chainsaw cutting through bone? And then they hear a couple gunshots. Yeah, and they're like, we got to get out of here. So they leave.
Yep.
Cut back to her. She forces her way through the fence, gets zapped. Her hair's a little frizzled. But she gets in with the master key.
So she's walking by the pool. Sean sees her. Hey, Wes, what are you doing here? But at that same time, Ramon also sees her and calls in our hero.
So she gets to Jared's room and she gets in. Now she's using the key and she grabs the laptop.
You'd think it's smooth sailing from here.
Yep.
One would think. But Jared calls
right at
that exact moment. Ears must have been buzzing or something, right?
Yeah, nose is on fire or something.
Docs are letting him out early tomorrow, actually. So I need you to pick me up from the airport.
In LA, we're talking about here.
Right, because he doesn't know that she's in Mexico.
Meanwhile, Q and Ramon show up and they're like banging on the door and they're like, they're trying to get in. He's like, because it sounds like there's people yelling. She's like, no, it's fine. Blah, blah, blah. And she takes a laptop, I think, right, with her or no?
She does, yep.
Yeah, she took a laptop. And she goes to like the balcony edge. Ramon and Q get in, and then she jumps off and I would think break her legs or break an ankle from that fall.
One would think, at least
an ankle. Yeah. Heavily sprained, but
she seems totally fine.
Yeah. And then Ramon and Q, they both look down like, ooh, and then they jump down too. And they both hurt themselves.
Q crushes his nuts and, Nolan sees her. He's like, oh, she came back for me.
Cause she needed to be in the apartment above. He lives in the place down below.
Yep. False hope.
And then, we get back to the resort, like main gate here, main entry, and the friends come back and the security's like, no, you can't come in here. And they're coming back to get Wesley. And then Q called the cops. Cops are there and they arrest her.
Ay con Dios. Enjoy Mexican jail.
Yeah, wouldn't want to be. Yeah.
And Sean is like, fuck. He's also there.
Yeah, he's like, this seems like a bit much, whatever. He's like, I told them not to come back, and they came back, so she gone.
Yeah, lay down the law.
I mean, this is about the halfway point right here. Yep. And she gets tossed in jail, Mexican jail.
She's like yelling in jail, trying to cause a ruckus. People aren't having it. It's a whole thing. And then I was like, is it the next morning at this point?
I think so. There's like a weird time lapse thing that happens, but I'm like, I think it's just the next day.
Yeah, when Sean and
friends,
the girls show up. Yeah.
Yeah. Kaylee's like, this place is disgusting. Don't touch things.
And then hilariously, it turns out Sean's doing a bit about it, but it turns out it's the little boy who bailed her out. Somehow he had money to bail her out of jail, which doesn't make any sense.
Because sugar daddy, whatever. And like they're playing the joke of, yeah, that whole thing. So,
yep.
And then we cut to the scene in the trailer. She's out of jail and it's all of them, her being like, oh, what should I do? I should should I fly above this thing? And she's like, no, you should dwell on this. You're actually in a jail in Mexico. Like, how about you take a break? And she's got this other ridiculous plan. Everyone's kind of like, what are you doing? Just stop. Give up, Ethan Hunt.
This should be over.
She's like, I can't give up. I got to do some running. But then she hears, and there's a moral of the story type of thing. She hears the hard lessons from her friends. And like, you're in a relationship you have to lie about all the time who you are. Like, that's not good. You know, it's not healthy. And they leave her. And you're like, we're out of here. We're not dealing with this anymore.
And so she tries to get Sean to help her instead. And he's going to. But Brooke and Kaylee are like, all right, we're going to go do the pregnancy yoga shaman thing with Angel. See you later.
So they're on the bus to head into the meditation place. Brooke is suddenly already not enjoying this. And they're on their way.
Complaining that she's not enjoying it.
So then we're back. We're in like a Mexican market of some sort.
Yep.
And they're kind of catching up and getting to know each other. And, you know, he asks like, well, what does it make it worth it? What makes him worth it? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, candles and flowers. And he's like, sounds like a... Yeah, he sounds like sounds like a bachelorette or episode. And then we get into Sean's backstory about his ex.
Yep. And married for 7 years. His wife died. It's been 2 years since then. Apparently, Wesley was his first and last date trying to get back into it.
Yes.
He's like, yep, realized I am not ready because you are off.
And she's like, yeah, but do you want to hang out for a little bit longer? I enjoy hanging out with you. And they're like, yeah. So they go outside and Jared yet again calls. And he's like literally across the street. Sean's like, is that him? Which, how would he know that's him?
Because he's on the phone and in a wheelchair and like,
just puts one and one together, I guess. He doesn't know
what
he doesn't know what he looks like.
Nope, no clue.
But anyways, he spots him across the street and he's in a wheelchair and they're letting him out. So
she has to do a new lie. I came to Cabo to pick you up at the airport here and then take the plane back with you. That's how invested I am.
Yeah, that's how in.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, well, the bags are picked up from the hotel, but they're going to be in two separate vans. They're going to be the people going to the airport will be one van, will be there in a couple hours, and then all the stuff is in another van. Yep. So that sets us off on our new Mission Impossible. She's like, hey, Sean, would you give me a ride to the airport? And he's like, yeah, I'm already invested in this whole thing. See how this plays out. So
whatever.
He's in. And we cut to the meditation camp, the guru, right?
Kaylee's drinking the tea. She's like, oh, what kind of tea is this? It's amazing. Brooke's like, green. I think it's green.
It's just green tea.
Regular tea. And they go on about, you know, I get to be a tree and find my roots and like get it all. You know, that's the point of this whole thing. I've been following the shaman for years, Angel, and like I gotta know what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Angel shows up and it's a woman.
It's Heather Graham.
Unexpected Heather Graham.
They meet with her. Kaylee's like, yeah, I want to get pregnant, and Heather Graham's like, sorry, I can't do that for you. It's not happening.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll find someone to mother, but go away.
Can't do anything. And then Brooke is like, she's like, basically like, F you, like, come on. Like, I knew this is a sham. Like, let's get out of here. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then they're about to leave. And then Heather Graham grabs Brooke's character. And is like, I see a darkness in you or something. Right?
Pretty much. She's like, I can help you, I think.
Yeah.
Not so fast, Kettle One.
That's right.
You introduce yourself as Brooke to Kettle One.
Brooke to Kettle One. So we're back. We're at the car ride with Sean and Wesley. We get more backstory about him and his ex, and then they start to find things in common, Wesley and Sean.
She wants to talk about his dead wife, and like they do a little bit. They talk about the famous, I forget what he called it, like the couple nudge or whatever. And she's like, oh yeah, you know, but my favorite thing that used to be, we just see a weirdo doing something, be like, you see what this jackass is doing?
Right. Which is going to come back later.
And she's like, that's my favorite thing too. I love doing that in a relationship. Like, and then you get the whole ride home to like talk about that awkward thing.
Yeah.
And then she talks about how she's a guidance counselor, and he's like, oh, no kidding. Like, people pay you for advice. She's like, well, They don't. I can't get a job, but maybe I could eventually. And then the vans split off.
Which one are we following? Are we just going to the airport and ending this, or are we going after the laptop? And she's like, we're going after the laptop. So
to the laptop.
To the laptop. Yeah. And it's all seen from the trailer. So they literally go down the road for like 2 seconds, and like there's a dust up from the, because it's on a dirt road, because of course, and then there's a goat in the way, and he swerves and flips the Jeep over.
Classic. Been there.
And she's wanting to flip the Jeep back over, and his response is kind of funny. He's like, that's not happening. And she's like,
yeah,
like just completely focus on this is what they can do. And he's like, yeah, okay, sure, I'll give you a hand. He's like literally just leaning against, he's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, let's give it a shot. And they're like, what are we gonna do? And like, well, let's just walk.
We gotta laugh about it. Let's walk. We'll figure it out. We're gonna be fine.
And we're back at the meditation camp here. The guru.
Yep.
And we got a one-on-one session, private session between Heather Graham's character and Brooke. Brooke is still not buying it, and Graham, you know, touches or whatever, or puts her hand on her chest, and I can feel your heart beating, da da da. And yep. Brooke's got a funny line. She's like, unbroken eye contact is a particular kind of torture.
Yep.
So then we come back to Mexico outside, and Sean and Wesley are just hanging out, like walking around, and
yeah, I think they're talking about fire ants in her butt or something.
I don't know, but just, you know,
it's one of those like cut into a mid conversation joke.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, Sean admits he's enjoyed hanging out with her. He's like, yeah, I've enjoyed hanging out and getting to continue to talk and get to know each other more. And
yeah,
then they come
across the best part of his trip.
That's right. That's right. He says that. And then they come across the van at like a...
It's in, yeah.
And
the van has a band inside. There's like a mariachi band.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what? Like,
okay.
Just having a quick side job on the way to the airport, I guess.
Like, all right.
Love it.
They're like, yeah, well, let's go in, I guess, right? And we cut back to the meditation camp. We get Kaylee's drunk and she's just yelling at some meditators and knocks over their stuff. And she's upset because she follows a guru, and a guru told her basically, get out of here. I can't help you. And then we cut to... the guru and Brooke, they're having a moment, and
it's all coming out now, right?
Yep, it's all coming out. The guru's like, hey, you know, your marriage is over, and you have to, there's this whole thing about how Brooke's got to love baby Brooke, and like, yeah, baby Brooke wants ice cream, and I think baby Brooke really wants to get f***ed.
And then they hook up.
They kiss, make out, and get it done, so.
Right there. So then we come back to Sean. Sean and Wes, and they're like invited, apparently, to the quinceañera now, so. They're like sitting at a table, having a beer, doing a little snacking. And apparently it's offensive that Wes isn't eating. They want her to eat. Everyone's invited her. But it's crickets. And she's upset about that because she's upset about everything all the time and very self-centered. Mm-hmm. Very frustrating. But they decide to kind of start over. They reintroduce themselves. He tells her that he's an architect and he's been taking a break for the last couple of years since Rachel, his wife, died.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, he's just doing the best he can. Which, yeah. I think we all are, right?
That's what we're trying to do here. Be yourself and do the best you can. And
they dance.
They have a good time, right? They dance and they're having a good time. And then we cut back to the meditation bus, and Brooke's in a good mood. And Kaylee's like, I can't believe you slept with my shaman.
Yep.
But then they have a moment. They finally get to open up to each other and like talk. And like,
yep.
Kaylee admits that she didn't like Brooke's husband. And, you know, that's something you got to figure out yourself. Like, I can't tell you this. And,
as Brooke decides that she's going to leave officially.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then they talk about Kaylee like adopting, or there's other options if you can't have kids yourself. So it's like they finally get their moment to like talk about their problems and help each other like solve them, or at least be comfortable with them. So,
yep, exactly. And listeners, if it sounds like this movie is too long, you're right.
It is. You're right.
Yeah. All of these extra scenes are like, I feel like the second half goes faster, but I feel like it's even less impactful. They're just like, oh, just like wrap it up quick. Whatever this thing was. Oh, they never get to talk about their problems. All right. Give them a scene where they talk about their problems. Like, wait,
throw them on a bus and then done. Okay. Moving on.
Yep. And they do the same thing with Sean and Wes, right? We cut back to the airport van that they're getting a ride in now. Apparently.
Yep.
And they like, she lets Sean read the email. That apparently she's got the email like from her sent, I guess.
Yeah, and right? Sean's like, oof, that's a little rough. And then Sean pokes holes.
Gives her advice.
Yeah, gives her advice. He pokes holes in the relationship with Jared, and he's like, you know, you should let him read the email, and he should like you for this mess and the other side, you know?
Just be honest, yeah.
And he should like you for everything that you are.
And then finally they make it to the airport, which I'm like, oh, great. Is this movie going to end at the airport?
I was like, is this it?
Airport
run? I was like, oh, man.
Then I paused it and realized there was 25 minutes left.
No, you can't do a 25-minute airport run. Airport no. scenes, like it's 5 minutes and then you're done.
At most. Yeah. So they kiss on the cheek, say goodbye, and we cut to inside the airport, right?
Yeah. And he's like, text me, let me know how this ends. I'm invested. So they both admit they had a great time. And yeah, they have this moment of like, oh, did I just, oh,
will they, won't they?
Will they, won't they? Longing. Oh, maybe I just said no to the wrong person. And she comes to the airport and she finds Jared in a wheelchair, just wheeling around with.
And he's like, Jared stinks. He's just like, oh yeah, I can't wait to get back to civilization and air conditioning and 2,000 emails. And you're like, oh yeah, everyone's favorite thing to do. What?
Jerk. So then she starts to wheel him around to the flight, whatever, and they run into their friends. And she has to come up with another lie to be like, oh, these are acquaintances of mine.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you made it to the airport finally. And she's like, yeah, the airport in Mexico where I came from, LA recently.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
And then they all get on the plane. And the friends are kind of just like done with her. Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
And she gives him a bunch of meds.
Basically they wouldn't prescribe them if you can't take a bunch.
Right. Yeah. And then she has a moment of like coming back, tying the little payoff of like she's across the way. She sees some guy clipping his toenails on an airplane, which, by the way, do not do that.
Gross. Yeah, don't do that.
Do not do that. That is, don't do that.
Enough said. Definitely not in an airplane where you're trapped with other people. And so she tries to do the old couple nudge there, like, right. Look at this guy.
Look at this idiot. Look at this yokel.
And Jared's like, oh, no big deal.
Just feet.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And then he passes out. And she scans his phone to face phone, entry, whatever, and gets the email. She has her moment. She can delete it. And then she said, you know what? She wakes him up, which takes a long time, which is kind of funny. Hey, you sleeping? Yeah. Hey, you sleeping?
Hey, wake up. Hey. And she's like, I did a bad thing. While you were in a coma, I sent this email because I was upset that you didn't call. And like, but we can laugh about it now, right? And it's like, you got to read this. You got to read the email. And then that way you can still decide whether you like me or not.
So she's like scrolling through and reading it. And you get like all like the imagery on the screen, like kind of popping up the emojis and like whatever, blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, I remember I said in the trailer trash, I was like, oh, they're going to do like these a lot of pop-up stuff. And I was like, I actually didn't. It wasn't bad. They only did it.
It wasn't
like,
that bad.
They did it in the beginning and they did it at the very end. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't intrusive or like it fit.
It was tasteful. Well.
Yeah, so LP, nice job. And he's scrolling through, and they keep coming across the dead dad like comments with like the skull and crossbones. And he's like, "Oh, this is so mean," and like,
"This is just hurtful."
All the stuff about my dead dad, like, oh, kind of funny. His response was good.
Yep.
And then she goes on about this whole analogy about letting her mustaches grow out and how she actually has a mustache that could happen if I don't take care of it. And he's like, "What? What's happening?"
And basically, he's like, well, I want to be real with you now. Like, let's start over, kind of. Let's be real with each other. Let's be honest. Don't you want to get to know me? And he's like, no. He's like, this girl is crazy. I want the other one. And then I love he flags over the flight attendant. And he's like, is there a seat this stranger can sit in? Maybe surrounded by other liars. So she's like, goes back to economy, but Brooke and Kaylee are ignoring her. They're like pretending to sleep, even though they're awake and they know that she needs a friend.
She tries to say sorry to him again, but
moping around and then like somehow finds an open seat
next to the guy who's clipping his toenails.
True. Which I guess if there's going to be an open seat anywhere,
that's movie magic right there. Open seat randomly on an airplane.
Crazy.
Please come on. So we're in LAX. We're laying in LAX and
yep.
Jared wheels by in a wheelchair and just ignores her.
Literally blocks his face. I was like, nice.
And she's waiting for luggage and then the friends show up. They get their bags, whatever. And then we get our last lesson learned.
Which, and Brooke and Kaylee still standing by her for some stupid reason. Unbelievably, after all of this, they're like, it's going to be okay. Like, but we're feeling neglected and unappreciated.
Yeah.
And like, maybe you should think about someone that's not yourself.
Yes. Basically the lesson, stop being so selfish. And then they keep going back and forth. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, you're still doing it though. You're still doing it right now. Stop it. And like,
yep.
Brooke is getting a divorce. I'm going to adopt a kid or I'm going to get a baby. And like, she's like, what? You guys solve this problems in 6 hours? And it was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause we just, you
listen. Without you.
Yeah. Without you. Cause we listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So then they leave and,
Yeah, basically she's, you know, they leave because it's like, I'm just alone. I'm sick of being alone. And like, you have two best friends that support you and love you unconditionally. Like, well, how do you mean you're alone? And she's like, it's just not enough. And they're
Yeah.
like, all right, well, see you
See you
later.
later. Yeah. Yeah, you're done.
And again, she's like, how am I supposed to get home?
I only have pesos.
She only thinks about herself, right? Which, you know, I've had that problem once or twice.
Then she's on a sad bus ride.
Yep. Which apparently that bus takes pesos. Good to know.
Good to know. LAX, that makes sense.
Buses also cost money.
Yes, they do. They certainly do.
Typically.
So then we're at the apartment next day, right?
Yeah, they do like a little bit of montage action here. It's the next day, I think, and then some. Because she wakes up and there's
Yeah.
emails and it's like she's getting all these like save the dates for my wedding and I just got
Match.com.
promoted
This is where they
and
do more of the pop-up stuff, notifications, which it was fine. It worked for me.
yeah, and she's like sad drinking wine, like she's enclosed now. That's what I mean, like it kind of definitely is
Yeah.
like at
Some time
least 1 or 2 days,
passing.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's her messaging her friends about how bad she feels and
Which that's the one that drove me nuts, the way that she wrote that
oh
apology in
God,
quotes message.
so terrible.
Who writes like this?
Like, don't
Just replacing random words with emojis and you're
emojis.
like, no, people don't
No,
do that.
stop that. It's annoying.
Yeah, kids these days.
Be authentic, you know? Kids these days, yeah. Stop all your emojis, would you? And she gets a call. She gets a message from the Atwater Charter School.
Yeah, which I was like, big red flags. About this school. I mean, it's probably the perfect job for her because she stinks.
Right.
But like the administrator that calls her on the phone is basically like, we just started the school on our own. We're a bunch of parents who weren't happy about how our kids were being schooled. And like, I'm like, in California, like these people are probably they're either like weird right wing or anti-vax or unclear. I don't know.
Proceed with caution. But did she get this recommendation from Sean?
Yeah, so I guess if Sean likes this place, maybe it's okay. He seems normal-ish.
So we cut to the Atwater School here, and this guy, I recognized him. He's I was like, oh, it's this guy. It's this
Yeah,
guy.
he's in stuff.
George Basil. George Basil
George
here. He
Basil.
plays Doug. He was in I know him from that show Crashing. Do you remember that on HBO?
I remember that it existed, but I have never seen it.
Yeah, with Pete Holmes. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm like a medium on Pete Holmes.
Yeah, I am too.
I liked him more until I listened to his podcast. And I
I
was
haven't
like,
listened to his podcast. Like his stand-up sometimes he's got some funny stuff, but isn't he a big like Christian religious guy? Isn't that his whole
is
thing?
he?
I don't know. The
Oh, I
show
don't
was like
know.
that, and
Oh,
I don't know.
yeah, I don't
Maybe.
remember.
I don't know. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, internet, but
Yeah, listeners, let us know.
I
Is Pete
don't
Holmes a
know. Is
religious
he?
guy?
I don't know. I mean, you could be a religious guy and be funny. That's fine.
Yeah,
Right.
totally, totally.
Anyways, that's
Yeah,
not the
it was
point. But
meandering. His podcast where it was meandering, and I was like, get to it. Like we never do that, right, sister?
no, there's no meandering going on right now in this moment, right here.
Yeah, we never do any of
This is
that.
focused. This is highly focused. We're focused on what this guy that's in this movie that we're watching is in before. That's focused.
That's right. That's right.
That's where I know him from, anyways. Long story short.
Okay.
Okay.
Pete Holmes
And
adjacent. Got it.
we're back. So
Yeah.
he's walking her through. He's like, hey, yeah, this is our school, blah, blah, blah. And interview's going really well. And seems like she's got the job. And he's like, oh, there's our first kid who's in here who sent a photo topless to her boyfriend. And he sent it to all the lacrosse team. And she's crying. And Leslie's like, I got this.
Yeah. Tech mishaps are kind of my thing.
I also love how like the comeback, the comeback music is cued right now. It's like, oh, kind of like, oh
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
she's making a comeback, and this is gonna work right into a nice little, I'm solving my
Cute
own
little
problems
montage.
montage, esquive montage, and it's her
Yep.
doing stuff with the kids and their smiles, and she's obviously getting along and solving kids' problems, and
Yeah, touching a lot of kids for having half the movie be about her touching kids
yeah, don't be doing
earlier.
that. Yeah, don't be doing
Don't be
that.
doing that.
Don't be doing that. So yeah, and then seems like things are going really well at the school and her new job. So
Yep. She ends in a scene where she explains to
another kid.
another little kid that, boyfriends come and go, but your friends are everything. If you have good
That's
friends,
right.
keep them because
That's right, Jared.
you never know when they'll be gone forever.
That's why I'm keeping you.
You never know when I'll be gone forever.
And you never know when I'll be gone for. I'll probably be first, but yeah.
Oh, debatable.
We both have our own stats on either side
That's
that
right.
could
yeah, your age, liver.
Yeah.
I have morbid obesity. I don't know. Could go any number of ways.
We may have broken even on our stats here.
Yeah, we'll probably both die at 60. together.
Together.
You will have like discovered time travel or something. And like,
right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll come back just to die at 60.
Mm-hmm. With me.
With you, buddy.
Yeah. We're going to go Laverne and Shirley style. I've always said.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's, it's been it.
One day.
It's going to be.
Convertible off a cliff. That's,
I think, Laverne and Shirley, I think you mean Thelma and Louise?
Yep. Laverne and Shirley famously did it too.
Right, right. Before that, Thelma and Louise is a remake of.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Famously.
So, summary cut to she's in her smashed up car, which still functions.
Apparently totally fine, which I don't really believe.
No, and is definitely outside of Kaylee's house apartment. Yep. She's calling Brooke. She's calling them and like, oh, give me a call. If you're in the neighborhood, let me know. Like, she's been spying
near
on knowing
Kaylee's
that,
house.
I think she knows that they're there in the house, right?
And Kevin the cat.
It's all coming outside. Back. That little Nazi bastard. It's all coming back, right?
Yep, yep. So she's trying to get him because she knows he's not supposed to be outside.
Kevin's an indoor cat. We all know this from the first 10 minutes of the movie, right?
From the beginning foreshadowed, right?
That's right. Beginning a foreshadowed. So she hops over the fence. The cat climbs up the tree and she goes up the tree and she's like, hey, you're ruining my, these are my best pants. And basically she falls. She snags the cat though.
Yep.
Cat scratches her. She's like, you Nazi dick. And then everyone comes out. I'm like, what is this commotion?
Yep. Brooke's there too. And another random woman who's pregnant.
Yep.
Which Wes is assuming is a surrogate.
Right. Like, oh, you're going to a great home.
Yeah. We'll see how that works out in a second. And she kind of like half apologizes.
Yeah, she gives a big speech, right? The big speech of, yeah. I've learned my lesson. I know how I've changed as a character. And she makes this really crazy analogy between Kevin the cat, the Nazi there, and herself. Yep. And basically comes back to like, I'm your Kevin. I'm this mess, but you know.
But you love me anyway.
But you love me anyway.
And it turns out it's not a surrogate, it's a mortgage lady because they're listing the house for sale.
Yes, selling the house. That's all.
Yep. And then that's resolved. We never see the friends again.
Nope. Guess she's won the friends over. They're all BFFs again. So.
Yep, great work.
And we're back at the bar we started at. Blind date.
The bar. Yep. And Sean's there sitting at a table with a couple of beers in front of him.
I think.
Busts on in.
Yeah. Was it beers there or did she bring them over? I thought she walked over and like placed them in front of him, but.
No, the beers were there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She just busts right through the door and sits right next to him.
That's like, a bold crazy move. Yeah. And she's like, wait a second. Oh, yeah. He's like, clearly, like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, I followed you on Instagram and I saw you tag this place. So I thought I'd just show up. Like,
yeah, which is insane.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Listeners, do not do that to anyone.
Ever.
Give him a heads up. Doesn't matter. I wouldn't do that to Jared. Well, I'd probably do it to you.
Yeah, that'd probably be fine.
That'd probably be fine. You could
rest
to me
at the bar again? Okay.
Yeah, let's go to the bar. That's fine. Like, but don't do it to anyone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. But he's on a blind date. And
Ellen.
Yeah. Ellen, right. Yes. And date shows up and she's like, they have a moment. She's like, no, okay, go ahead, sit. I got my mom's basement's flooded.
Basement.
Flooded. Yeah. So then they chat and he's like, hey, thanks for, she's like, hey, thanks for the job recommendation. And they continue to hit it off and they're, you know, chatting, whatever. And she admits, she's like, hey, I like you. And he's like, I'm not ready. You know, like, this is just a casual thing, but you know, with you, I know it'd be more, and I'm not sure I can do that. And
Right.
Yeah. And then the blind date returns.
Yeah. And Wes leaves at that point. She walks away. Ellen's come back and apparently things are okay with the basement, but her brother's missing.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
All right. And then we're head outside. We're outside the bar. And Sean catches up to Wesley and
kind of gives almost trips again.
She almost trips again. Right.
Well, let me not do that again.
And he's like, gives the old, hey, I'm just a dude. You're just a dude.
She's a dude.
We're all dudes.
He's a dude. All dudes. Hey.
Let's, you know, what's a guy like, what's the chance of a guy like me getting with a girl like you?
Yep.
Never, you know, one in a million. Yep. And he lists out all her flaws like you do in a rom-com.
But he likes them.
Yeah, so you list out all the flaws about the person, but then you end with, but I like those things about you.
Yep.
Love
that. And then
that.
He ends with, marry me?
And
which
like,
is like,
power move.
He's like, no, just kidding. But we should go on a date. And then they agree. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, and then they kiss. And yep. That's it. And then the blind date girl walks by and she's on the phone. She's like, yeah, blind date didn't work out. He's kissing some other woman.
Why does this keep happening to me?
The end.
Zoom out credits.
I feel like there's got to be like a, you know, as part of the ITMT game, we should have how that movie ended. The line from, what's the last line said in the movie? And you got to match it to the movie.
Yeah, that's a good one. Why does this keep happening to me? We've had some gems, yeah.
Yeah, there's some gems. There's some like, what?
I feel like the rec one had a good one too, now that I'm thinking back.
Like, yeah, it was like, let's eat shark meat. I don't know. It was something stupid, but it's like,
yeah.
Why does this keep happening to us?
So, time for us to ameliorate.
Yeah, Jared and Russ ameliorate.
How would you fix this movie? I knew you had some ideas from earlier when I was doing my pitch.
Yeah, which I already totally forgot.
Smart. It was about Euro Trip. So, think of everything you like about Euro Trip.
Well, first of all, this movie's like an hour and 46. So, minus 5 minutes for credits, you're probably like an hour and 40 or so.
Yeah.
You need to shave 10 minutes off this movie. It gets like lulled in the middle.
Yes. In the beginning and the end.
I think all the actors are great for this, the parts and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, I had an idea and I was like, oh, this would be a much better way to do this. It had to do with like the actual plot of. Maybe it was so like, oh, I know what it was. I think because when you said, oh, it's actually in the emails in the cloud, I was like, why don't you. Make it really a Mission Impossible. I have to break into Google or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, that would have been cool. Yeah.
Right?
Like they got to go find like the server boats that they have out in the ocean.
Yeah.
That are like the backups and stuff. Yeah.
Make it an actual action rom-com, you know?
That would have been awesome.
I mean, that blows the budget up to hundreds of million, but whatever.
It's, who cares? That's not my problem.
Right? It's not my problem.
That's make Netflix's
that
problem.
Make a better movie and then you'll make that back.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. But no, I think you got to shave like 10, 15 minutes off this.
Speed it up. Speed in general. Just like shrink everything a little bit. I love Jessica Chaffin. Cut her part. Cut the little boy. Cut the pedophile stuff. It doesn't unnecessary.
Yeah. That joke runs a little too long. They could just shorten that one up. I'm fine with the joke, but like... You keep coming back.
Jokes were kind of funny. They just like took too much time and weren't relevant to the plot. Like they never paid off.
Yeah.
Other than like, oh, haha, remember?
Yeah. There's a lot of that, right? There was a lot of.
I think give even less screen time to the friends, even though they were funny, but like that's an easy way to cut it too.
Yeah. Although I did like the friends. I think I liked the friends more than the main character.
I know, but like, don't give them scenes by themselves. Like, I don't know. Just like give them something that moves the plot along. Like, not like their story. You know, the movie talks a lot about being self-centered around Wes, but at the same time, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like the side characters' plots don't matter. No wonder she doesn't care about them. She knows that they're the side characters.
Right. Yeah, that's a tough one because they need to be the ones who like tell her that she's wrong and she needs to change, right? You need that friendship and you need to figure out them to figure that out. But yeah, you could probably change some of that stuff around. But
give Lamorne Morris more screen time. Like the Sean scenes were too short most of the time, I think.
I feel like, I don't know, like was the dive into like the dead wife thing like too much or was it okay?
I think that was too much. Well, maybe it was about right. But no more of that. Don't do more of that. Yeah. When I want extended Sean scenes, I want extended like their relationship developing scenes because that also wasn't super believable because they were like, oh yeah, we just, you know, met like twice randomly and then we sat on a dock for a bit and then we crashed a Jeep together and went to a quinceañera.
Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah.
Okay. I don't really like show me more from those where they're like talking and like, I know like it's hinted at, right? Like, oh, they spent the whole day together. Show me that part.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I just feel like he'd honestly,
make Jared worse.
You can make
even shallower,
even more. Yeah, you could definitely amp that up a bit, right? Especially in the phone calls, like when he's in the hospital, or whatever.
Yeah, because I feel like the phone calls turned into normal. Like after flags from when they first met.
They're mostly just like logistics. Hey, come pick me up.
Right.
Okay.
What a waste.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have much more, honestly.
More Ramon. Give me more Ramon.
Yeah, more Ramon. Yeah, definitely more Ramon. We need more of that.
Less Quintano. He wasn't as funny as Ramon.
You could probably just have that be one character, right?
Yeah, combine the two characters,
Yeah. And then you can make it like almost like he's the villain type of thing, you know, where like they're trying to battle each other to like, you know, Like that could have been
hotel
funny.
manager villain works every time.
Works every time. Just do it. So.
Yep.
All right. I don't know. Is that it?
I think so.
Come back next week. We'll have a new movie. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for downloading. Yep. Really. I think that helps us. It all helps us. Everything helps us. I mean, Jared's going to tell you in a few seconds what more you can do, but you can go follow us on Instagram. It's this meets that. That's right. And then subscribe wherever you're listening. And share. Share with a friend.
Yeah, please. And thank you. You can also leave us a review. Like Russ said, that helps. Every little bit helps.
Every little bit. Mm-hmm.
Set us to auto download. That's a big one. Sorry if you used to use Google Podcasts and now you have to use YouTube Music, or hopefully just switch to something else. I don't know.
Google, get your act together. Would you? Can you just?
Yeah. But you can write about that in a review about us specifically. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, Jared and Russ also hate that they got rid of Google Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Five stars. enough said.
Enough said. Done.
And if you don't really want to do that, but you do still want to give us feedback or tell us like a cool podcast app, send us an email. Mm-hmm. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com. And we'll read it in Trailer Trash like we always do. Just the best. I think we might have one for the next one.
Oh, boy. I love it.
Or you don't want to do any of those things? Go to the website. It's free.
So free.
But then do something that gives us money, like click an ad or buy a shirt or buy Russ's book Host. But you can do any of those things and get the whole back catalog of ITMT episodes, information about the revolving cast of characters, the works. It's thismeetsthat.com.